trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Now, what country is the Euphrates River in? Iran, primarily in Iran. And it says, the four angels were loose, which were prepared an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay. Now, get this, because this deals with figures. How many people are going to get killed? And what we find is the Euphrates River had held back the army of the east, and we'll see that in greater detail in just a minute, but that army of the east was coming down, and Israel is filled with the Antichrist's armies, and they're going to converge on them, but they can't. The Euphrates River is there. They don't have ships. They don't have the aircraft. This is an army completely on foot. And so, well, not entirely on man's foot, but it says to slay the third part of men. The third part of men are going to be killed by this army. Now, that isn't the total number that are going to be killed. This is just the number of people who are going to be killed by this army. And it says, the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them. That's 200 million. 200 million. Revelation 16. Another description of this army and what goes on. Revelation chapter 16. In verse 12, the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. The water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. The kings of the east. Now, we're not talking about one king, are we? Because the plural is used. We're not talking about just one nation. So, you see, the issue here is this nationalism? Or is this a number of kings from the east who have band together for racial reasons and said, let's see which race really wins out? 200 million. The book of Joel says, from where they've been, it used to be like the Garden of Eden. After they're through, it is a burnout wilderness. That's what happens to everything behind them. It is totally destroyed, totally wiped out. And as they come across, the Euphrates River that once held them is now dried up, and they go across, and they're all leading to that one place. The king of the north is there. He's coming down. The Antichrist is concerned about him. He's coming with many ships. He's coming to the port of Haifa. He's coming along the coastline, and he's bombing. He's doing terrible things that way. But then you see this 200 million man army coming across. They're all converging into one place, Armageddon. Now, the Bible not only says there will be such a war, but it gives great detail as to how it's going to be brought about, who's involved, how many people are going to be there in the armies, how many people are going to be killed. This cannot be guesswork. This cannot be guesswork. God, all those years ago, knew what the population of the world would be in our day. He knew it. I was just reading on the front page of the Acalistar Banner a woman who I believe she was 106 years old. Did any of you see that story? And she was talking about how it used to be, and they had some facts as to when she was a child, how many people lived in Florida. And if I remember, it was 347,000 people in the whole state of Florida. 347,000. You know, that's incredible. So few people. And it was just 106 years ago. Now just imagine how the population of the world has just mushroomed. Who would have thought 6 billion people on the face of the earth today? God did. Because he knows everything. Man could not have calculated this out to know how many people would be left for an army, 200 million. God is the only one. And so it's important for us to realize that when God gives us this information, it ought to encourage our faith in the Word of God to realize He's talking about things that could not have existed and weren't even predicted years ago. But he knew. Just as he knows your need tonight. Just as he knows he has a plan for you. He knows what it is. And you need to know it as well. I'd like for you to bow your heads and your hearts. God doesn't give us his word just so we can say, well, I knew that was going to happen.